Chapter 5. The World Court. Soon Andrew's case for freedom was brought to court. Many important people were against giving Andrew his freedom because they were afraid of allowing robots to make their own decisions. Andrew was probably the only robot who had the ability to make decisions, but they were still afraid. These people had a lawyer representing them in court.
"The word freedom has no meaning for a robot," said the lawyer. "Only a human being can be free."
He repeated this many times, banging his hand on the table. Little Miss asked permission to speak for Andrew. The judge called her by her full name, which Andrew had never heard before.
"Amanda Laura Martin may speak," said the judge.
"Thank you, Your Honour," Little Miss said. "I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know how to speak like one, but I hope you will understand what I'm trying to say. Let's try to understand what freedom means to Andrew," she began. "In some ways, Andrew is free already. For years, no one in our family has ordered him to do anything we thought he wouldn't want to do. But we can, if we wish, give him an order to do anything, because he's a machine that belongs to us."
There was silence in the courtroom as everyone listened to Little Miss. It was clear that Little Miss passionately believed every word she was saying.
"But why should we be able to give Andrew orders?" she continued. "He has served us loyally for many years and earned a lot of money for us. He doesn't owe us anything. On the contrary, we owe him so much. Even if we were legally forbidden to give Andrew orders, he would still choose to serve us. If Andrew were free, it wouldn't change anything for us, but it would mean everything to him, and it would cost us nothing."
The judge smiled.
"I understand what you're saying," he said to Little Miss. "The fact is, there are no laws concerning the rights of robots. However, most people believe that only a human being can enjoy freedom. I can make a new law, but I don't think it would make any difference to your robot's life."
The judge turned to the court.
"Let me speak to the robot himself," he said.
Little Miss smiled encouragingly at Andrew, who stood up and walked to the front of the court. It was the first time that Andrew had spoken in court, and the judge was very surprised at the human tone of his voice.
"Why do you want to be free, Andrew?" he asked.
"Would you want to be a slave, Your Honour?" Andrew replied.
"No, I wouldn't. But you're not a slave," said the judge. "You're a very good robot, and I hear that you're also very talented. What more could you do if you were free?"
"Perhaps no more than I do now, Your Honour," replied Andrew. "But I would do it with greater joy. It has been said in this courtroom that only a human can be free. But I think that anyone who wants freedom can be free. And I want freedom."
The judge made his decision.
"Any object that is intelligent enough to understand the idea of freedom and to desire it must be allowed to have it," he said. "I give Andrew Martin his freedom."
And eventually, the judge's decision was accepted by the World Court.